I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey guys, welcome back to the show. It's Nikayla here, and this is the Side Hustle Pro podcast. And don't forget, you can watch all of these episodes on YouTube now. See the video right now. I'm filming, coming to you from my bedroom because my office is getting a desk switch. So right now I've just donated my desk and I'm waiting for the new one to come in. So in the meantime, I'm doing this makeshift setup in my bedroom. So as you can see, you can make it work with your podcast anywhere. All right. Now today we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to call this a co-working episode. That means we're working together. I'm going to walk you through some of the things that I am working on, and you should also grab your work and, as you listen to this episode, get some work done. Now, another thing, I did a boot camp in January, and really that boot camp was really an accountability challenge. So I'm bringing that back for the month of July. As usual, you know, just like in January, this is no frills, you guys. Okay, so you can sign up over at sidehustlepro.co/bootcamp, and I will shoot you an email every week to check in, let you know what my progress is on my current goals, and find out what yours are. We'll share it together in our Facebook group. Again, nothing really big. I know it's called boot camp, but it's really just for us to hold each other accountable. It's July, you know, half the year is gone already. Have you gotten everything done that you want to get done? I know I have some things I want to get done, so this is my way of holding myself accountable. So again, go over to sidehustlepro.co/bootcamp, sign up there. You'll receive my weekly check-in emails, accountability emails, all right? So as part of this challenge, over the next few episodes, I'm just going to share with you what I am working on. So what I'm focused on this month, my major goal is to revamp my goal-getter action plan funnel. Before it was revamp funnels, but that is even too broad. So if you already have the Goal-Getter Action Plan course, you know how I break down goals into 12-week sprints. Every month I focus on one major goal and then I break that down even more granularly into, you know, what I'll do each week, what I'll do each day, and so forth. And that is a part of the funnel that I'm revamping. So let me take it a step back and actually talk to you a little bit more about what a marketing funnel is. I'm going to break it down in real basic terms. In essence, a marketing funnel is your customer's journey. It's their journey from first becoming aware that you exist all the way through learning more about you, learning more about what you offer, and then ultimately making a purchase. And that journey is modeled after like a funnel, like, you know, the funnel that you would pour water in, and, you know, it goes from wide at the top all the way to narrow at the bottom. And the reason it does that is because as people go along the journey, people will fall off. Only your true core tribe, your true ideal customer will stick around all the way to the point of purchase. So that's why it's shaped like a funnel. And that's why it's become, you know, such a common thing to say, the funnel. So when you hear me talk about funnel, when you hear anyone talk about funnel, that is what we're talking about. Okay. Let me know if you have any other questions on that. And for me, I have set up some funnels in the beginning of my Side Hustle Pro career and journey. And it has been a while since I've tweaked them, really looked at what's going on. And it's always important to do that because things change. What's going on with me changed, right? And I want to be able to share that so that as people are getting to know me, they understand that. In addition, I find that I am still using the Goal Getter Action Plan. Like, it's still so essential to my life. And I know it's essential to other people's lives as well. But what I'm not doing a good job of is reminding people that I have this resource, is putting it out there over and over again. As my friend Sakita Holly likes to say, and she's coming back on the show, it's you have to promote yourself. You have to not be afraid to be annoying. Okay. That's the level of promotion and marketing you need to be on, because nowadays, especially, people are not seeing your first, sometimes even your 10th post. It might take them the 20th time that you post about something to realize what you do and what you offer. And so there are people out there who want to buy what you have to offer. They just don't know it. Case in point, the other day, I was talking to a mastermind group that I'm a part of, and I was looking for this particular service. Like, I'm tired of doing it myself. And I was like, does anyone have a good X? You know, I'm looking for this, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, we've been using this person and she's great. She's awesome. And I'm like, wait a second. I know her. That's one of my Instagram buddies, aka we haven't met in real life, I don't think, but we DM all the time. You know, if she posts something funny in her stories, I respond. If I post something, she might respond. And so all this time, because of the way Instagram works, I don't really see her post that often, just because I'm on Instagram less. And the times that I'm on Instagram, that algorithm is a beast. So it's trying to decide what I want to see. It's not showing me everybody I want to see. And so I had no idea that this person who I communicate with all the time and see her stories offers this service. And she probably promotes herself a ton. Like, once I actually went onto her Instagram feed, I saw it in her bio link and I saw that she has posts about it, but it had just not come across my feed. So of course I reached out to her. Here I am, her ideal client, now ready to give her money, all because I'm aware of what she does. So this is why it's so important to continually tweak your funnels, to continually think about what's going on, where are people coming across you, and are they getting the full picture of what you have to offer immediately or along the way? If not, you can do some tweaking. You can't rely on any of these platforms, because the way their algorithms worked, it's just not guaranteed that someone will catch your post from 2 weeks ago and know that you're now offering this, or that, for example, for me, Podcast Moguls is open, or the Goal Getter Action Plan is a resource that's available. Oh, and by the way, if you want a recap for this episode, go over to sidehustlepro.co/coworking. I already like took down notes of what I want to say, so I'll type up these notes, kind of give you a guide and breakdown of everything I went over, okay? So you don't have to take notes. Again, this is coworking, so I hope that you are working on your work and also getting some inspiration for some things that you want to do. So we talked about what a funnel is. I talked about why I want to work on my funnel. I also want to say that my funnel has kind of been on autopilot, and that is the purpose of a funnel. So from the act of discovery, where someone might find me on Instagram, find me on my website, find me on Facebook, then there's an opportunity for them to come into my world, learn more about me with my weekly content that I put out. And then in there, depending on, you know, how they come into contact with me, how they get connected with me, there are opportunities for them to get messaging on a trickled out, you know, decided upon basis that lets them know what I have to offer, right? So that's kind of been on autopilot. And that's not good. That's not good. Autopilot means that I haven't gone in and checked, like, hey, are these emails even deploying at the sequence I want? Are they making sure to not email people once they've actually made a purchase? Like, all these different tweaks that need to happen. And it's always good to check, because things happen. Funnels break down. And my funnels, I'm particularly talking about once it's connected to my email marketing platform. And I'll share more about an email marketing platform later in this episode, one of our sponsors. So it's just making sure that everything is running smoothly. So my first steps, what I'm going to be working on in July to update my funnel. So here again, just the components of my funnel, right? So you come into my world via Instagram or Facebook. I offer something of value to you. You decide what that is when you're doing this for your audience. So for me, it might be a freebie about, you know, let me just focus on Goal Getter Action Plan. So you come into my world, you learn about Side Hustle Pro, you learn about the fact that I side hustle, I used to do this, now I do that. And then I offer you a freebie so that you too can model my system and get more done. Now, what I love about this freebie is it pretty much just goes through how you can break down your calendar year into a 12-week sprint so that you just focus on one major goal a month and that you break that down week by week into smaller goals that are super achievable. And then at the end of the 3 months, you just feel like, boom, 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 I accomplished so much. So I love this freebie because it is really effective if you follow it. So then once you get that, right, you are now on my email list. You know, you get more emails from me and you learn a little bit more about the full Goal Getter Action Plan course. So that is the funnel that I'm going to be working on revamping. Now, the things that I would like to do, I want to update the freebie even more. It was just updated, redesigned, and all that good stuff. I want to see if I want to add a little bit more to that just to make sure that the instructions are clear and that you really understand, because it's only effective if you know how to use it. So I'm going to tweak that a little bit. I'm also going to update the landing page. So your landing page, if you think about a landing page, it's just think about it as a page on a website. You know how you have the about page or what have you. So it's always going to be sidehustlepro.co/something. So you know how I said sidehustlepro.co/bootcamp? That takes you to a landing page. And on that landing page, I have details about whatever it is that you're getting. So in exchange for you giving me your email, then I will provide you with something of value. That is how an email freebie works in getting people from awareness about what you do into your communications funnel world. Okay. So once we have that value exchange, you are now on my email list. And from there, you're going to learn more about me. But I want to update my landing page again, just tweak it to make sure it is effective. And the great thing about landing pages is you can see how many people landed on your page and how many people converted, aka did what you're supposed to do when you're on the landing page, give your email in exchange for the freebie that is being provided. That's how a conversion is measured. So if you're not seeing high conversions, then you can say, this landing page is not that compelling. It's not really doing what I thought it was going to do. Let me look at this and see what's the breakdown. What's being lost in communication, what's being lost in translation. Why are people not taking that step? So my goal for July is to just continue to tweak until I feel it's in a good place. I also want to update my emails. So once we do that value exchange and you're on my email list, you are put into an email sequence. And I'm really giving you all the tea here, but I hope this is helpful for someone else. If these type of episodes end up being helpful, then maybe I'll, you know, continue to share more. I just never knew exactly how helpful this would be for anybody. So this is why I haven't shared this, but I find it's helpful for me when other people have shared. So I hope that it's doing the same for you. So once you are on my email list, if you have not already purchased the Goal Getter Action Plan, which is, again, the upgrade from the freebie, then you're taken into an email sequence where I share a little bit more about my process of side hustling and how this Goal Getter system, you know, of sprinting, doing these sprints really changed my life, really allowed me to go from side hustling while I was working full time to being able to grow my side hustle, to really put it in full force, go mega speed ahead. And that side hustle was this podcast. So because I was doing this podcast on the side and doing this sprint system, I was able to start each month focusing on a particular goal. You know, one month it would be, okay, let's establish my business entity. Let's get my business bank account. Let's trademark this. Let's incorporate this, all of that stuff, right? Laying the business groundwork, getting the legal ducks in order. Then the next would be like, okay, let me figure out what my revenue streams are going to be and let me start testing these revenue streams. Then the next would be, let me start thinking about long-term, which revenue streams will stick. And let me start calculating what it would take for me to leave my job. What would it take for me to replace my income? So each month as I did these sprints, I was able to grow and intensify my journey from side hustle to full-time entrepreneur until finally I was able to save enough. I was able to get my revenue streams into a good enough place where I felt confident and I felt secure in replacing my income and leaving my job to make Side Hustle Pro my full-time job as a podcaster, as a marketing coach, as a podcasting coach. So that was my process. And I share that in my emails. In addition to the emails, how I start generating awareness that will bring people to my landing page with my freebie is with ads, Facebook and Instagram ads. And I know this part can intimidate people. And the way to get over the intimidation, always, always in life, if you find yourself being intimidated, the way to get over that is to just simplify. Remind yourself that I don't have to do what the big guys are doing. And when I mean big guys, I don't mean anyone's like more special or better than me. I just mean that people who might be generating more money than me in their funnels right now, right? I don't have to compare myself to them because they have a head start. They've been doing it longer. They've been practicing. And the only leg up they have is the fact that they've been doing this longer and practicing. And if you do that, you're going to get better, right? So I just need to start. And I'm going to start simple. Whereas there are lots of different sub audiences I could have set up and I could test, I'm not ready to do that right now. I have been off really running ads like that for almost a year, other than when I do ads for my podcast Moguls Masterclass. So other than that, I've been off doing ads for the Goal Getter funnel and for any other funnel in my business. So I'm going to ease back in with baby steps. It's like exercising again after you've had a baby, right? You're going to ease back in. You're not going to go do, you know, CrossFit right away. You're going to work. You're going to do a walk around the neighborhood. So let's walk around the neighborhood this month. I will be starting a simple, basic ad. And fun fact for you guys too, if you want some inspiration, if you don't know what kind of ad to run, you can go to Facebook's ads library. This is an awesome tool. And I will link to this in the description box on YouTube, in the show notes, on your podcast app. So with Facebook ads library, you can type in the name of any Facebook page that's out there. So any brand that you admire, follow, want to use as an example, not copy, use as an example, you can type in their name as long as they have a Facebook page or Instagram page, and you can see what ads they are running. If you don't see anything, that means they don't currently have any ads running. For example, if you type in Side Hustle Pro right now, you won't see any ads running. But by the time this episode airs and I will have set up my ad, you will see an ad running. So you can get an example of look and feel. And again, you're always going to adapt ad language to your audience. It's going to be different than my audience. You're going to adapt ad language to sound like you would talk, to actually sound like it's you, and also to target your ideal person. So that's what I'm working on. Okay, guys, do you know the number one reason that it took me a minute to start making money from my side hustle? It was simply because I hadn't thought about how to message and tell people about my services outside of social media. And what I realized is that social media is great to meet people, but most of my audience needed to actually hear from me via email to click purchase. So that's when I started to pay attention. And the good news for you is that AWeber has all of the tools that you need to stay connected with your audience, to share your messages about your products or services, and to make money. With AWeber, you get the email marketing solutions that you need to grow your business. And you can choose from a huge library of pre-built email templates, so you don't have to have any experience or design background to create beautiful professional looking emails. You can just use the easy drag and drop editor to create custom emails. You can even connect your brand's Facebook page and an email design will automatically populate. AWeber also has a landing page builder with access to unlimited landing page templates and a pre-stocked image library, so you can create your custom landing page in minutes without paying thousands of dollars to a graphic designer, okay? Plus, the landing page builder, you have the ability to collect payments on it, so you can set up a landing page and start selling your products or services online directly through AWeber. It only takes a few minutes to get set up and start making money. You can even do it, like me, in your closet office while your baby is crying. Oh, and you definitely need to use AWeber's push notifications, okay? Because it allows you to send messages to your visitors even when they're not still currently on your website. And all of these features are included in an account. No a la carte pricing. In fact, they even have a free plan. And guess what? Side Hustle Pro listeners, you can try AWeber's Pro plan right now. No risk, no credit card. Visit aweber.com and enter code HUSTLEPRO for a free 30-day trial of AWeber's Pro plan. Again, that's aweber.com and use code HUSTLEPRO to try the Pro plan for 30 days free. Hey friends, I know you're passionate about your side hustle, but you're probably not as passionate about the long hours spent working on the not so fun stuff, like the contracts and the invoices and the time tracking. That is why I am excited to introduce you to Indie. Indie is a simple and time-saving online platform for side hustlers, solopreneurs, and freelancers just like us, with software tools that help you manage the operational aspects of your business like the boss that you are. You can create and customize proposals, contracts, agreements from one of their many professional templates. And you can also quickly and easily generate and send invoices to get paid faster and track your time and tasks all in one simple tool. Indie makes it easy to organize and manage your side hustle while staying out of your way, so you can focus on the actual business needs of your business. And you get all of this for free, or you can upgrade and go premium for only $6 a month. Sounds pretty good to me. If you're ready to take your side hustle to that next level, visit weareindie.com/sidehustle to sign up and receive 2 free months of premium access to Indie's Pro bundle. All right, so handle your business and leave the paperwork, time tracking, and other not so fun yet necessary parts of running a business to Indie. Again, visit weareindie.com/sidehustle to start today. Okay, so here's where I am currently. I have updated the freebie. I want to look at it again one more time. Again, the purpose of the freebie is to bring people in my world, is provide value that shows you a taste of what the Goal Getter full course is, but it's no pressure, no cost, completely free to you. And if you want that freebie, you can always go over to sidehustlepro.co/goalgetter to get that. And then again, if you want to just get a whole recap of this episode, go over to sidehustlepro.co/coworking. So I want to get into the purpose of each thing a little bit more. So the purpose of your freebie is to provide value, introduce people to you, give them a taste of your knowledge, and allow them to see, oh, is this something that's useful for me? And when people find what's free useful, they're more likely to stay connected in your world And when you have something that's an upgrade, aka a paid product, they're more inclined to buy when you have provided awesome value at a low to zero cost. Then the purpose of the landing page is to introduce people to that freebie. So I know I keep saying freebie first, but the landing page comes before the freebie. The landing page is where you give people an overview of what exactly the freebie is and so forth. And then I've also touched on emails, but again, why this is important is people are not able to see your social media content as much as they want to. Even now, this podcast, we're reminded that we're all at mercy of algorithms with everything, even podcasts. So Apple recently updated their iOS. And as a result of that, there have been major, major hiccups in the podcast landscape, the podcast app. People's Side Hustle Pro podcasts are not downloading automatically like they once were. So some people have had to delete the app altogether and re-download it to get their podcast more smoothly. And if that's happening, I really recommend you do that. If you're not getting these episodes automatically, delete the Apple Podcast app and re-download it. And yeah, people are not getting their updates and it's really, really frustrating, but what can you do? This is a part of the game. When you're in it for the long haul, you're going to see some hiccups happen in the journey. And you just have to know that, hey, as long as I can connect with my audience and message them directly, I'll be all right. Now, not everyone is going to sign up for your email list, so you're not able to message every single person that's ever listened to your podcast, but a good deal will, as long as you give them a reason. So same thing with you. As long as you're giving people a reason to stay connected to your business that is valuable for them, they'll stay on your list. Some people will stay just because they haven't gone through and updated their subscriptions in a while, and then ultimately decide to leave without ever making a purchase or just after making a purchase, what have you. You'll lose people. I want you to know that that's a good thing. When people unsubscribe from your list, that is not a knock on you. That is not a disaster. All that means is that the right people are sticking with you. So sending emails is even more of a good thing because it allows you to consistently prune your list, to consistently make sure that you have the highest quality, most in-tuned audience subscribed to your list. Because if people don't like your emails, if they get sick of hearing from you, those aren't your people. They aren't your tribe. Think about it. How many times have you gotten an email from someone? The offer doesn't apply to you at this moment, but you still love hearing from them, or you want to stay informed about what they have going on. That means you are that person's ideal client and you are part of their tribe. And for your business, you want the same thing to happen. So don't be afraid to send emails, and definitely don't be sad when people unsubscribe because that means they weren't your person. Additionally, after a certain level of people are subscribed to your email list, that is when you usually have to upgrade to a more premium payment subscription on your email service provider. And you want to be paying for the right people. So if people are unsubscribing, again, that's a good thing. That means you're not paying for people who are not interested in your message. So keep that in mind. All right, guys, so now I've shared with you what I'm working on. I would love for you to tell me what you're working on. Remember to go to sidehustlepro.co/co-working to join our accountability group for July and reply back to the email when I eventually send it out and let me know what you're working on. So now I'm going to head out and I'm going to set up my ad, which is going to send people to my landing page, which is going to give them the freebie, which is then going to get them into my email list. And then after I do that, I can work on tweaks throughout the month. And these are not major changes, so it's not like the person who's getting something today is not going to get like the best version. But this is just as you see responses, as people respond back and say, hey, I want to know more about this, or hey, I want to know more about that, you can make those tweaks. And you can always, if you want, if you feel like you've made a major revamp, send out an update to your audience. But that won't be the case for us because it's already created and it's already there. Now all I need to do is really focus on getting my ads up. And can I be honest with y'all? I have been avoiding it. I've been avoiding the ads because, per usual, the first instinct is usually putting too much pressure on myself to make them like perfect. I'm like, you know, I should know how to do perfect ads by now. This used to be my job at so many companies, but I've been, you know, I haven't been focused on it. So I've got a little dust on my ad creation fingers and I just need to go back in there and start. So I saw a quote the other day and I'm going to rephrase. I'm not going to look it up. So I'm going to paraphrase, but essentially said that a plan violently executed today. I don't know why I said violently, but I believe that's what it said. Plan violently executed today is better than a perfectly executed plan 2 years from now. So basically, it's like if you start today, you can clean up your messes, you can figure things out, you can tweak. But if you don't start and you wait until it's perfect, by then the moment has passed, girl. The moment has passed. People are not even into that anymore, right? You got to do it right now. Case in point, I keep bringing it back to these video podcasts because it's such an example. It's such a symbolic of exactly what I'm talking about, right? So if I hadn't started, I would have just been delaying the things that I've learned. So I got started. I was recording on Zoom. Zoom was not doing it for me. The quality was not high enough. Shout out to my editor, Chris, who just let me know in another platform that I could check out to do these video interviews and video solo episodes. Then I was also using my MacBook webcam. And man, you know how you don't realize something is bad until you are just introduced to something else. So it was so funny. It was actually my episode with Kim Lewis where she came on. I was like, girl, what kind of camera you got? Because it was just 10x, 10 times better than mine. And she's like, oh, I'm using an external webcam. And it sounds so like, duh. It sounds so simple and obvious, but I did not even think because I never needed to use my webcam for interviews. I always just used audio. So again, second thing I learned, upgrade to an external webcam. Another thing I learned, you know, I love this mic, but in terms of the access I want as I'm interviewing and in terms of my audio, whatchamacallit, acoustics right now, I'm looking at a different microphone because I want to, again, level it up. Like, you might not pick up on some things, but my ear and my editor's ear, we're picking up on stuff that we're like, we got to take it up a notch. Now that we're doing video, like, I used to be able to crouch over my microphone, put some couch cushions around me and give it that super professional studio sound. But I cannot be on camera with a bunch of couch cushions around me. So I can't do that anymore, which means I need to tweak some additional things to make it what I want it to be. Saying all that to say is in the month or so since I started doing video interviews, it might be 2 months by now, I have learned so much. And if I had waited 2 years, not only would I have missed the boat, because I mean, everyone's doing video interviews now anyway. So I would have missed the boat. It wouldn't be new. It wouldn't be fresh. And I would be learning things like this in 2 years when I could just learn it now and get better and be where I want to see myself in the next 5 years rather than the next 7 or 10. So before I leave, I want to touch on the most important part of the funnel. The most important part is knowing who you're talking to, knowing who your ideal person is, your ideal customer, your ideal client, knowing who that person is. Because once you know who that person is, you know where they're hanging out on the internet, you know how to talk to them, what's going to grab their attention, you know how to target your ads, aka what groups when you get a chance to put in the customer interest and the demographic specifications that you want when you create a Facebook and Instagram ad. And so if you don't know who you're talking to, you're just going to be grasping at straws. You are going to be targeting everybody when you need to be starting with, not even starting, you need to be focused on your person. So the great thing about honing in and finally setting up your funnel is that it forces you to do that. And whenever I talk to people and they're like, hey, people aren't opting into my freebie, what's going on? I tell them, well, first of all, who's your person? And second of all, how are you talking to this person? How are you targeting this person? Are you sure they're hanging out on this platform or are they on this other platform? Additionally, how you're talking to this person means if you're just like, hey, sign up for my newsletter, think about it. When you are with your girlfriends, when you're with the people who you're targeting, are they like, let me just go sign up for this newsletter because someone told me to? Or are they like, no, I want to learn this specific tip that this person has? So you're more likely to sign up for, oh, I want to learn her advertising tips, or oh, I want to see inside of her funnel. I want to see exactly what she does. Then you will be willing to give up your email address because your email address is valuable. It's private. It's personal. You don't want just anybody in your inbox. That's like somebody just showing up at your front door. You have to make it worth someone's while. So that is why I have very few funnels and I try to create high value funnels that I think will be helpful for the Side Hustle Pro audience. And I hope you guys feel that way too. Continue to let me know what you'd like to learn from me because I have more bandwidth now. So I'm happy to create these freebie documents that kind of go over simple things that I take for granted, whether that is, exactly how I think about funnels, whether that is how I set up simple ads that work and make me money, whether that is some quick video podcasting essentials, anything at all. Let me know in the comments on YouTube what you want to see from me and I will happily create it. But now I'm off to create my ad, like I said, for the Goal Getter Action Plan. And if you are looking for some ways to stay connected to me, make sure to head over to sidehustlepro.co/coworking for a recap of this episode and for weekly accountability check-ins and updates on how I'm working in this sprint towards my goals of revamping my Goal Getter Action Plan funnel. And if you want the Goal Getter Workbook, which is my freebie that I've talked so much about that will help you to be productive, plan out and accomplish big goals in the next 12 weeks, then head over to sidehustlepro.co/goals. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/goals to get that. And let me know what else you want to see from me, hear from me, and what other questions you have for me in the comments on YouTube. So my YouTube channel is sidehustlepro.co. No, excuse me. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/sidehustlepro. All right, guys, I will talk to you next week where I will be breaking down how to make money on the thank you page for your freebie. You don't want to miss that, so stay tuned. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you'll receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.